I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
All right, guys, what's going on? We're back with another episode. We got the 3D FFL Week 2 coverage coming up soon. Guys, but before that, go check out DIG on Spotify. Go jam Invested, Sipping Champagne, Toxic, I'm Just Saying, Mr. Nice Guy. Anything that you find on there really, really is probably going to be fire. So go check it out. Go listen to it. Go follow along with the story. You know, the voice of Falfurrias, and we're going to figure out what it is that is going on down here and out here. But let's get to why everybody is really here. Let's get to why everybody is really tuning into this podcast to find out how they did in week two of the 3D FFL season two. This is the week two recap, and as you can hear by the energy in my voice, as you can hear by the energy and excitement in my cadence, I came out with a victory. First half of the show, I'm going to be, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? But second half, I'm going to be more like, I might not even record the second half. I'm not going to lie. I might just skip over the league coverage for this week. But anyways, let's get into the 3ND FFL. The 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. This is season two, guys. Everybody remembers who the managers are. And if you don't, we got Goffather 100. We got Who Wants the Smoke. We got The Chosen One. We got That Team. And we got Team Gucci representing Zone 3. And in Zone D, we got Signs in Sports Podcast. We got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand. We got Rub-A-Dub Chub. We got Lions Fan Team No Smoke. And then we got Showtime Dallas Mary Williams. Guys, it's week two. It's week two. We're going to cover what happened. I'm excited. Let's shout out to Goffather 100 with on a two-win streak. Also here on the platform, we are on a two-win streak. We got Dylan Turpin, Who Wants a Smoke, also on a two-win streak. We got The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, on a one-win streak. And we got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand rebounding and coming back from the loss in week one. So a lot of things to cover, guys. So stick with us. We're about to go through the five matchups that were had this week. And let's see where everybody stands at the end of it, right? And where everybody is expected to stand. So, going to the schedule, going to week number two, the Signs in Sports Podcast was able to come away with the victory 135-118, moving forward to 2-0, while Lions Fan Team No Smoke falls to 0-2. Keith Dyer with a little bit of a tough start, a little bit of a shaky start. Hey, it's nothing crazy to worry about. As we all know, you don't win a championship in the first 4 or 5 weeks. But, you know, it's getting to the point where you might want to start turning it around. You might want to get a win or two here on the board soon. But it's very early, guys. Realistically, week two, we're not talking about anything, right? So everybody knows that. Everybody's well aware of that. We had Lions Fan Team No Smoke with 118 points. Josh Allen with 23.6. Christian McCaffrey with 22, Jamal Williams with 2.9, Amon Ross St. Brown with 14.2, Brandon Ayuk with 7.3, TJ Hawkinson giving me a scare with 25.6 points in the tight end position, Chris Godwin with 10.8, the Lions defense and special teams with -1, and Youngway Koo with 13 points. The Signs in Sports Podcast had 135 points with Jalen Hurts 25.2, Derrick Henry 18.5, Najee Harris 5.3, CeeDee Lamb 25.3, Mike Evans with the huge game coming off of a Mike Evans had in his first week, what did he have? He had 18 points, 6 catches, 10 touchdowns. I'm sorry. Imagine that. He had 6 catches on 10 targets, 66 yards and a touchdown, 18 points. In week 2, he had 6 catches again on 8 targets, you know, up there again, 171 yards and 1 touchdown. That's, you know, I didn't expect it, especially with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. I didn't expect it, but hey, I'm reaping the benefits of it, so I'm not upset at it by any means. George Kittle with 6 points, giving me a second week where, you know, could have been better. Darnell Mooney with the 0 in the flex. That was a bad play by me. The Dallas Cowboys defense kind of saving me with 16 points. And then Justin Tucker also, you know, that early pick starting to pay off for me already in week 2 with 10 points. Appreciate it. There's other kickers who are doing 10 points. I just picked up Brandon Aubrey, the Dallas Cowboys kicker. He was on free agency. He did 18 points this past week. He's gonna score points. Does he overtake Justin Tucker's job? Does he get Justin Tucker benched? That's another story. And we'll figure that out whenever it comes to it. But 18 points, the Cowboys are going to be a high-scoring offense for the next 2 weeks at least. So it's at least a consideration, depending on who the matchup that Justin Tucker has. But Justin Tucker just played probably one of his strongest matchups against Cincinnati this week, that division rivalry, and he had 10 points. So, you know, we'll figure it out. Matchup number 2, we had the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, and we had Showtime Mary Williams. Showtime Mary Williams falling to 0-2, 109.5. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, moving forward to 1-1, 115.7. The chosen one had Lamar Jackson 22.8, Dalvin Cook 0.2, Javonte Williams 7.8, Justin Jefferson 24.9, AJ Brown 6.9, Hunter Henry 17.2, T. Higgins 28.9, the Jets defense with -1, Tyler Bass with 8. And on the other side, you had Showtime Mary Williams with Joe Burrow 15.3, Josh Jacobs with 9.9, David Montgomery with 12.4, Jamar Chase with 8.1, Deebo Samuel with 22.1, Jake Ferguson with 10.1, Mike Williams with 16.6, Browns defense with 9 points, and Evan McPherson with 6 points. That was matchup number 2. That was Showtime Mary Williams with 109.5 and the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 115.7. Matchup number 3, we have that team, Kenny Johnson, 101.3. And we have Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 132.9. That team, Kenny Johnson, moves to 1-1 after the loss. Dylan Turpin moves to 2-0 after the win. Dylan Turpin, Who Wants to Smoke, had Trevor Lawrence with 9.2, Saquon Barkley with 27.2, Bijan Robinson with 21, Devontae Smith with 23, Chris Olave with 14, Evan Ingram with 11.7, Alexander Mattison with 4.9, the Saints defense with 9, and Jake Elliott with 12 points in the kicker spot. That was Who Wants to Smoke taking down that team, 132-101. Dylan Turpin moving forward to 2-0. Kenny Johnson falling to 1-1. Matchup number 4. We have Goff Father 100 with the highest scoring lineup of the week, 153.8 points, moving forward to 2-0. With a win over Team Gucci, moving to 0-2. We got Godfather 100, 153.8 to 97.24, Team Gucci. Justin Herbert, 22.2 for Godfather. Joe Mixon, 13.5. Who's this? Is this Brian Robinson? Brian Robinson? Brian Robinson, shout out, man.
for pun me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
And that's gotta be, I'm sure people know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure people don't know what I'm talking about. But one of the coldest entrances of all time when Brian Robinson came back from, you know, being, I don't remember what happened to him. He got shot or something, and he came back and Many Men was playing, and he was, you know, running through the tunnel of his teammates. It was one of the coldest things I've ever seen, bro, for real. But Brian Robinson Jr., you know, prayers, thoughts, everything to your family, to you, for everything that you guys went through. We're glad to see that the guy's back on the field, able to continue his journey, able to continue his passion, his career. That's all good, you know, and he's back to doing crazy numbers. 87 yards, 2 touchdowns, 28.9 points. Let me just break that down for you real quick, for those of you who don't understand the scoring. He had 2 catches, 1 point per catch, that's 2 points. He had 42 yards receiving, so that's 0.1 points per receiving yard. He had 42 yards, that's 42 points, that's 6.2. Rushing the ball, he had 2 rushing touchdowns, 6 points each, that's 12. Rushing conversion, a 2-point conversion, he had 1 of them, that's 2. And then rushing the ball, he had 87 yards, and that's also 0.1 per yard, and that's 8.7 points. So 8.7 plus 12 plus 2 plus 4.2 plus 2 is 28.9. Brian Robinson Jr., shout out, back to, you know, back to being an animal, man, back to doing what he was doing right before everything happened. And, you know, again, hats off to him. Tyreek Hill with a little bit of a slow day, but still, you know, what you would want at least from your wide receiver one, 15 points. Davante Adams, 20 points. Dallas Goedert, 8.2. Nico Collins, 27.6. 49ers defense, 4.0. Jake Moody, 14 points at the kicker spot. Team Gucci had Brock Purdy with 14.7. Tony Pollard with 19.9. Travis Etienne Jr. with 6.2. Zay Flowers with 10.8. Michael Thomas with 12.5. Travis Kelce with 12.6. Mark Andrews with 15.5. The Broncos defense with 0. And Harrison Butker with 5 points. That was Team Slim Poke Gucci, 97 points, to Godfather, 153.8. Our final matchup, we have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, Michael McMahon, 78.9, falling to 1-1. To Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, Jen Knox, moving up to 1-1. 127.9, 78.9. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had Tua Tagovailoa, 12.2 points. Nick Chubb with 6.4 with that devastating injury. Another one. Thoughts and prayers up go to Nick Chubb for that horrid knee injury that he suffered. You know, we hope that you come back and are able to also continue on your journey as well. Finish your career. Jahmyr Gibbs, 12.6 points. Stephon Diggs, 13.6. Calvin Ridley, 5 points. Luke Musgrave, 4.5. DJ Moore, 16.4. Giants defense and special teams, negative 2. And Cameron Dicker, 10 points from the kicker spot. One of my favorite kickers right now in the league, from UT, Texas. Shout out to Texas, the Longhorns. Longhorn Nation, we're back, baby. Let's go. Cameron Dicker, 10 points, the Los Angeles Chargers. I gotta get me a jersey. My boy. Pat Mahomes for Nate Peterman had 21 points. Brees Hall with 0.9 against Dallas. James Cook, 19.9. Garrett Wilson with 16.3. Puka Nacua with 30 points, 15 catches, 147 yards. Tyler Higbee, 4.2. Rashad White with 73 yards and a touchdown, 23 points. The Commanders defense, 9 points. And Dan Carlson, 5 points. That was the final matchup of the 3DFFL for week 2, guys. That was Lions Fan Team No Smoke, 118.9. Signs and Sports Podcast, 135.4. Showtime Mary Williams, 109.5. The Chosen One, 115.7. That Team, Kenny Johnson, 101.3. Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 132.9. Godfather, Daryl Brown Jr., 153.8. Team Gucci, 97.2. And Rub-A-Dub Chub, Michael McMahon, 78.9. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, Jen Knox, 127.9. So to everybody who participated this week, to all of the players who got hurt, guys, it was a great week too. We are going to cover now the final standings projections. We're going to cover where everybody is, where everybody is expected to be, where everybody is supposed to finish. Right now, we got Godfather. Draft Day was number one. He is still expected to finish number one. Lions Fan Team No Smoke was Draft Day expected to finish number two. He is now expected to finish number five. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand was expected to finish Draft Day number three. Is expected to finish now number nine. The Signs and Sports Podcast was expected to finish on Draft Day number four. We're expected to finish number two. Showtime Mary Williams was expected on Draft Day to finish number five. Right now, she's expected to finish number 10. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, was expected to finish number 6. He is now expected to finish number 4. Who Wants to Smoke was expected on Draft Day to finish number 7. He's now expected to finish number 3. That Team on Draft Day was expected to finish number 8 and is now expected to finish number 6. Team Gucci on Draft Day was expected to finish number 9 and is now expected to finish number 8. And Rub-A-Dub Chub was expected on Draft Day to finish number 10 and is now expected to finish number 7. Teams that are trending up on Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. We got Who Wants to Smoke, who trended 4 spots positively. We got Rub-A-Dub Chub, who is trending 3 spots positive. And we got the Signs and Sports Podcast, who has trended 2 spots positively as well. Negatively, we got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand trending downward by six ranks. Maybe the team just needs a Snicker. Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. You know, nothing's more satisfying than winning. Well, almost nothing. Go get you a Snicker, because I'm actually more of a Butterfingers type of guy, if I'm being honest. So shout out to Butterfinger. Let me know. Hit me up. But I do rock with Snickers too. So I'm all ears. I'm all money. I'm all business. Let's get it. Guys, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to week 2. This has been the week 2 coverage of the 3DFFL. I don't think there was anything. Okay, well, let's talk about what's coming up next week, right? Things that we can expect. We got the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, 2-0, taking on, oh, okay. You see, we got Signs and Sports Podcast, number 1 in their division, taking on Who Wants to Smoke, tied for number 1 in their division. So, Godfather, you know what, bro? I'm going to do you a solid this week. I'm going to take down your biggest opponent in your division, Who Wants to Smoke. I'm going to do you that solid for you, all right? That's what we're going to do this week. Let's see who you got. Godfather is playing That Team Kenny Johnson. That Team Kenny Johnson looking for an upset. That Team Kenny Johnson looking to come down from the 3 spot and knock off the number 1 spot in zone 3. We also got Team Gucci playing against the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, in zone 3. And Team Gucci coming down from the 5 spot. A lot can change, guys. A lot is going to change over the next few weeks. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand. We got Miss Knox going up against Showtime Mary Williams. That's going to be a banger. You know what I mean? So we also got Rub-A-Dub Chub and Lions Fan Team No Smoke. We got Keith Dyer trying to get his first win on the year. We got Michael McMahon trying to get back, trying to overcome that Nick Chubb injury. And that's going to be a tough one. So we're going to be following. We're going to see how you operate. We're going to see how you come back from that. Hopefully, you trend positively and not negatively. We would like to see you in the playoffs, because I think you were like, what, number 8 in the final standings projection. So it's always cool to see, oh, you're number 10. So We would like to see you stretch that green marker all the way across the final standings projection. We love to overcome the computer here, you know what I mean? So you can go all the way to number 2, but you can't get to number 1 because, you know what I'm saying? You got to take that spot. So that is what we can expect. That is what we can expect for the next, you know what I'm saying, for next week's podcast, for next week's episode. Tune in next time to find out what happened and what happens in week 3 of the 3D FFL season 2. And when we come back from this break, we are going to talk about the league, DIG's personal league, personal fantasy football league with family and friends. Guys, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. You can follow us on Spotify at DIG, at TRUE. And you can follow us on Rumble at Designed iGifted. Guys, thank you for listening to the first part of this podcast, to the first segment, to week 2, to the 3rd episode. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll catch you on the next one. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, what's happening? This is part 2. This is segment 2. This is a main event segment. But we are covering the league. This is DIG's personal league. This is the 3D personal league. This is where we got our closest friends and family. This is where we battle with the people that we see on a daily basis. So the stakes are higher. You know what I mean? They're a little higher. You know what I mean? The trash talk means a little more. You know, the bragging rights are a little stiffer. You know, and we get those pretty rings. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to collect my second this year. You know, so I did take a nail. I did take a nail this week. It hurt me. It hurt my soul. It hurt my everything. Hurt my ego, my character, my pride, my everything, okay? It hurt. This is week. Guys, I really don't want to do this. Do I have to do it? Do I have to cover it? Can I just call it here? We're 26 minutes in. This is a good size for a podcast, right? We don't have to do this. Okay. I guess we do have to do it. What we are going to talk about is we are going to talk about week two of the league, where I faced Team No Fines Please. That is my cousin, my cousin Jackie Ramirez. 135.4 to 123.7. Design gifted Darren Signs, the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG. Falls to 1-1. I know I sound distraught. I am. and Joaquin Ramirez bumps up to 2-0. Jackie had Josh Allen 23.6, Joe Mixon 13.5, Devontae Adams 20.4, Devonta Smith 24.1, Mark Andrews 15.5, Trevor Lawrence 9.2, Zaire Franklin 13.0, the 49ers defense 4 points, and Jake Elliott with 12. Design Gifted had Justin Fields with 14.7, Kenneth Walker with 18, CD Lamb with 25, Tyreek Hill with 16, Kyle Pitts with 4.5, Zay Flowers with 10.8, Patrick Queen with 8 points, the Cowboys defense with 16, and Cameron Dicker with 10 points. I'm really, really waiting for Kyle Pitts to bust out, to break on the scene, guys, and make a huge impact and become the fantasy football dominant monster beast that we all expected him to be. But it's like I'm waiting for rain in the Falfurrias drought. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's never going to happen. You know, it's just nonstop 100 degree heat. You know, getting told that you're not right for picking up Kyle Pitts, because look, 4.5 points. It's disturbing, guys. It's a disturbing trend that somebody this good cannot get into the end zone, cannot get receptions. He doesn't have a quarterback, but it's disturbing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how else to put it. I've gone after Kyle Pitts 2 years in a row, expecting that breakout to happen. It hasn't happened yet. We hope that it will soon. Zay Flowers, 10 points, four catches coming off of a 10-catch week in week one. You know, that was a little disappointing. Patrick Queen, 8 points, Cowboys defense. You know, it's I didn't have the pieces to beat Jackie anyway. So I lost to him. And we are moving forward to matchup number two. We have Team Quater Tots suffering another loss to start the year, 0-2, 99.2, losing to Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera, bumping up to 1-1, 150 points. He had Pat Mahomes with 21.2, Brian Robinson Jr. with 28.9, Jalen Waddle with 12.4, Mike Evans with 29.1, Travis Kelce with 12.6, Kirk Cousins with 28.5, Micah Parsons with 13, the Jets defense with -1, and Evan McPherson with 6 points. And then on the defense, he had 16 points, 22 points, 14 points, and 10 points. That's not bad, bro. That's not bad. I'm glad that you're still trying. I'm glad that you didn't give up. I'm glad that you're still, you know, in the game, because it looks like you very much could bounce back from, you know, giving up on Brandon Ayuk early. You know, it doesn't look like it's going to affect you or phase you that much like we all thought it possibly could. So shout out for that. You know what I mean? He also has Alvin Kamara coming back eventually, for whatever that's worth at this point. But that's happening eventually. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 25.2. Josh Jacobs with 10.9. Stephon Diggs with 13.6. Brandon Ayuk with 7.3. Oh, that was cold-blooded playing Brandon Ayuk against Marco right after taking him from him off of the waivers. Oof, that's cold-blooded. George Kittle with 6 points. Tua Tagovailoa with 12.2. Treylon Edwards with 12 points. Eagles defense with 6 points. And Daniel Carlson with 6 points. Matchup number 3, guys. We have Watson Waxoff versus 2 Infinity and Bijan. Good name, Noe. Good name. Shout out to Notorious Dream. Shout out to Noe Diaz for the good name change. I'm going to have to go and change my name too, because that just made me want to go and like cook something fresh up. I hope everybody else does as well. So Watts on wax off 112 points, losing to Infinity and Bijan. That is 147 points. To Infinity and Bijan had Brock Purdy 14.7, Bijan Robinson 21.2, Deebo Samuel 22.1, Calvin Ridley 5.2, TJ Hawkinson 25.6, Saquon Barkley 27.2, TJ Watt 15 points, the Dolphins defense and special teams 11 points, and Harrison Butker with 5 points. Watts on wax off had Daniel Jones with 31, Travis Etienne with 6 points, AJ Brown with 6.9, Chris Olave with 14, Evan Ingram with 11, Tony Pollard with 20, Roquan Smith with 5, the Saints defense with 9, Graham Gano at kicker with 7 points. That was Watts on wax off, Jose Torres falling to 1-1. To Infinity and Bijan, Noe Diaz, Notorious Dreams, jumping up to 2-0. That was 147 to 112. Matchup number 4 and the final matchup of the week. By the way, the highest scoring roster of the week was also Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera, after making what everybody thought was going to be a huge, huge blunder by losing Brandon Ayuk. I'm sure it's going to play its role throughout the rest of the year. He is going to have some games where you're going to be like, man, and it's probably going to come back and bite you in the butt later in the year. Let's just hope that it's not in the playoffs or in a game with playoff implications. Marco Cabrera with 150.7 points. To Infinity and Bijan with 147 points. And Strange Animals versus Team Bro Dog, the final matchup. Strange Animals with 141 points, the third highest scoring team in the league. 141.2 to 90.8. Team Bro Dog falls to 0-2, continuing the greatest Super Bowl hangover of all time. We got Brandon Salinas 0-2, 90.8 points. We got Strange Animals, Trey Signs, the 3-3 and D, 1-1. We got Lamar Jackson for Strange Animals, 22.8. We got Christian McCaffrey, 22.5. We got Justin Jefferson, 24.9. We got Amon-Ra St. Brown, 15. We got Dallas Goedert with 8. We got Dak Prescott with 20. We got Frank Aluakon with 12 points. We got the Bills defense with 11 points. And we got Jason Myers with 5 points. And then we have Brandon Salinas with 90 points. We have Joe Burrow, 16.3 points. Derrick Henry with 18.5. Jamar Chase with 8.1. Kendrick Bourne with 7 points. Darren Waller with 13.6. Nick Chubb, who just got hurt and put on the IR in the OP, with 6.4 points. We got Bobby Wagner with 10 points. We got the Cardinals defense and special teams with 1 point. And we got Justin Tucker with 10 points. In the OP, he can replace him with Amari Cooper, who just had 7 catches for 90 yards, 16 points. Ramondre Stevenson had 50 yards and a touchdown, 15 points. Christian Kirk had 11 catches for 110 yards for 21 points. Geno Smith had 23 points. Cortland Sutton had 11.6, and Michael Thomas had 12.5. So it's just figuring out who's going to be the option that you can plug and play and forget. You know what I mean? He was talking about he was going to have a set and forget lineup. So, you know, a little trouble in paradise. We're really out here. But, you know, that's how it's going so far, and that's how it moves. So we got the standings now, guys. We got Candyland, the Eastern Division, and we got Boomtown in the West. Candyland, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan, 2-0 on a 2-game win streak. We got Watts on Wax Off, 1-1. We got Sleeper Nation, 1-1. And we got Team Quater Tots, 0-2. In the West, in Boomtown, we have Team No Fines Please, 2-0 on a 2-game win streak. We have Design Gifted, 1-1. We have Strange Animals, 1-1. And we have Team Bro Dog, 0-2. That's what the standings look like right now. The final standings projections, Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers, guys. Nothing's more satisfying than winning. Well, almost nothing. The official chocolate bar sponsor of the NFL, Snickers. Guys, go get you a Snickers. If you're not a Snickers guy or girl, I prefer Butterfingers. I prefer Baby Ruth. You know, go get you two of the greatest chocolate bars of all time, and you'll still be happy. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Snickers too, though. Let me know. I'm out here reading you guys' ad like if y'all belong to the show. So the final standings projection, the draft day versus current projections, we had Strange Animals. Draft day was expected to finish number one. He is now expected to finish number three. We have Team No Fines Please. Draft day expected to finish number two, now expected to finish number one. We have Team Bro Dog, who is expected to finish number three on draft day. He is now expected to finish number eight. We have Team Quater Tots, who on draft day was expected to finish number four, is now expected to finish number seven. We have Sleeper Nation, who on draft day was expected to finish number five, is now expected to finish number four. We have Two Infinity and Bijan. Draft day was expected to finish number six, is now expected to finish number two. We have Watson Wax Off, who draft day was expected to finish number seven, is now expected to finish number six. And then we have Design Gifted Draft Day, who is expected to finish number eight, is now expected to finish number five. Trending up, guys, we got Two Infinity and Bijan, four ranks bumping positively in the right direction. Design Gifted jumping three spots this week, and Team No Fines Please jumping one spot. Trending down, we have Team Bro Dog trending down five positions. And Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers says maybe this team just needs a Snicker. Brandon, go get you a Snicker, bro. Get back to yourself. You're not acting like yourself right now. But that brings to an end the second segment of this episode of week three of the week three cat of the week two recap, the official third episode of season two. We had episode zero, the draft recap. We had week one, and we had week two. So next week, we will be covering week three. That is the fourth episode of the season. Guys, we are going to try to do 20 seasons if we can, to give you guys a 20 episode season. Somewhere in there, we will do something special or unique, or, you know, there will be a 20th episode, whether it be the post-championship episode or whatever the case may be. Maybe whoever wins the championship, if it's not me, unlikely, but but if it's not me, you know, maybe we'll bring that person on. You know, we'll have them on an interview. Maybe we can get them to maybe make some comments or send some comments in via voice note. We'll try to do something cool for the final episode of season two. And especially to thank you guys. You know what I mean? It'll probably be like a thank you. It'll probably be like a, you know, get any questions, any feedback, any comments, any type of stuff that you guys would like to get off your chest. Any critiques, any negative comments, anything. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, again, make sure to go follow us on Spotify at DIG at TRUE. Make sure to go follow me on Rumble at Design I Gifted and also at True Entertainment. Follow us on the podcast at the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast on Discord, also on Spotify, also on Apple Podcasts, also on Rumble, and also on iHeartRadio, guys, anywhere that you find your podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sport. Hold up. I forgot to tell you guys. Let me just brag for a second. You know what I'm saying? Guys, we are at 165,000 streams on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? So we are about to go live. We got three music videos coming up in the next 3 months. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of music coming from not only myself, but True JB. We got plenty of music coming from True Rilo. We have plenty of music coming from Chach with the Heat. Guys, we have so much content coming out the next three months. Next year is going to be crazy. Next year is going to be insane. You don't have to stop following the podcast here with the 3DFFL. Continue following as we drop every Friday, as we drop once a month extra bonus content with Mia Made It. Guys, we got tons of content for you guys, and I promise you, we are not going anywhere. We are going to be right here. Also, for those of you who got to the end of this episode, for those of you that are in the group chat for the 3DFFL, guys, we got merch. We got merch. I'll be dropping the merch in the group chat. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of group chat, I should drop that song here at the end of this episode. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe I should drop some song. I should drop something. You know what I'm saying? I dropped Nonstop. I dropped Working on Making Improvements. Guys, on this episode, I'm going to drop Middle of the Night Remix, A2J featuring DIG. This has never been heard before. Actually, it has been only on this podcast. But that being said, you guys can hear A2J featuring DIG, Middle of the Night Remix. We'll catch you on the next episode of the 3DFFL and the league coverage. This has been the 3DFFL episode number 3. This is season 2, guys. We'll catch you on the next episode. Can't wait. Rings. It's so incredible, everything been the like what it seems. Me and A2J back up on it on the scene. This journey different when you grinding, chasing all your dreams. How we gon' keep up with the journey? We rising, we doing early morning, late night, late nights. Every show we hit, we bound to make it top flight. Spotlights, cop lights, stop lights. Cameras flashing every night. Got these cameras flashing every night. Yeah, we did it, baby, we living life. Yeah, we did it, baby, we living right. Ain't that what you wanted, ain't that what you called for? Now on me, I'm D.I.G., I'm what she down for. Damn, told my baby, bring one round more. Toast to the life, got champagne on the marble floor. Now we highly anticipated, we moving, we staying patient. We doing whatever it takes, doing whatever it takes. Now we move at immaculate pace, till we swinging Lamborghinis, eating shrimp and steaks. Shit, even rhyming, I'll scrape off my plate. Cause when I'm hungry, I do this for a living and lay back, till we chilling in the May. Back, shout out JB, this go way back. My mind won't get me off the grind, get me off the grind, get me off the grind. Even in the middle of the night, even in the middle of the night. The thoughts in my mind will get me off the grind. Just give it time, I'm stuck in my prime. I'm twisting up that line, I can't waste no lines. I'm always on the grind. Even in the middle of the night, I won't shine, I make them blind. They don't want a piece of my mind. I just might say something that'll make them cry.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Tune in to dayonevibes.com, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. dayonevibes.com, www.dayonevibes.com, to be featured on dayonevibes.com. Direct message any member of The Realest Underground Entertainment Music Group, DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, Rylo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook, Tony G, Tone G, Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys. Make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with dayonevibes.com, coming together with The Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered. Get your Super Bowl party catered. Get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.